Declan Bonner, first one of the year in the league. A convincing one on the end, but it was all about the goals today, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought, you know, going forward and when we play like that, very difficult for teams to defend against us. I think we created maybe 5-6 goal opportunities. We took 3 of them, and the 2 goals in the first half were vital against a very strong breeze.
Yeah, what, it was 2-2 to 4 points at half time. Yes, there was a strong breeze there. Maybe you could have had more on the scoreboard. Were you content at the breakaway, or was there anything that was annoying you from it?
No, I thought we didn't start well, to be quite honest. I thought the first maybe 20 minutes, and there was a very, very strong breeze, yeah. But at the same time, you know, I just wasn't happy with the way we were performing. I thought once we got Owen McFadden Ferry through for the goal, which was a very, very good move, and then Michael got his penalty, I felt after that we were in control. And in the second half, I thought, you know, we without getting probably more scores that I felt we should have got on the board, we seen the game out fairly comfortably.
Yeah, and once that third goal went in, another excellent counter-attacking bit of play, so it was that Michael Langan ended up pumping it into the back of the net. Yeah. Really, when that went in, it was sort of lights out, wasn't it? It was game over?
Yeah, it was, exactly. It was a very good move. I think it was Ryan to turn the ball over, and you know, the ball was moved at pace, and eventually came back to Michael Langan, and he pammed it into the net. And a very, very good score. And but listen, again, we take the learnings from it, and we look to play Galway next Sunday, which we will need improvement.
What are them learnings?
Listen, you know, we've got to be more consistent, probably, and that consistency is something that we're looking for. Mm. And, you know, that will come probably with games and, you know, working hard on the training ground. And we go back to the training ground again next week. And as I say, a big challenge coming ahead of us next Sunday in Letterkenny.
So it was one of the positives today. Yes, you got goals, but it was the lead up to goals and the way he's built up to those goals. And patience was a key thing, isn't it, Declan?
Yeah, exactly. We spoke about that inside. And, you know, that's, and as I say, then, you know, we probably, as I said, that consistency to do it over 80 minutes of football, which is required. But I thought the lads put in a big shift there, to be quite honest. I thought they worked extremely hard right through from Jamie Brennan back at number 15 right back to our number 2. And, you know, these guys put in a big shift every day now, and the way the game's evolving now, it's not just about, you know, what you do in the ball anymore, it's also what you do without the ball.
Yep. Niall O'Donnell's back in. The guys that are new under the squad contributed today again, the likes of Conor O'Donnell, Andrew McLean. Are you happy with their contribution, Declan, and how they've settled in?
Oh yeah, exactly. And I mean, the attitude of all the players within that group, and as I said inside, I mean, some lads got game time today, some didn't, so it's back next week to training. And again, you know, that can change very, very quickly over the period of 7 days, and any one of those players in that dressing can be involved next Sunday.
Okay, Galway is the next challenge, O'Donnell Park at home. We're not going into the history of Donegal and the amount of wins that they've had there, but do you feel now that if you are going to take victory against Galway, who'll be hurting from the defeat last night, that you're going to need to score maybe more points than what you did tonight, and the improvement's going to be better?
Listen, every game brings its challenges, Oisín, and you know, Galway will bring, there's no doubt about that there. Galway will bring more attack and threat than what we were up against there today. Pádraig Joyce is playing a more advanced game, and very unlucky last night against Kerry that they didn't pick up all points. So, you know, they'll be hurting from this night, and they'll be looking for a big performance next Sunday in O'Donnell Park, as will we. So it should make for a cracking game.